it's a pretty hard job keeping your children safe. We've had some experiences where we've met other children who have had some dreadful accidents. We were aware of one child who'd gone into mum's hot bath and had terrible burns and was in hospital and was on drips, and it was just a really bad thing to have to go through for the whole family. But then that then made us extremely aware of what we did. So we then became quite paranoid about hot water taps and coffees, etc. So I think it's when you have first-hand or second-hand experience of these things that these are the things that make you think twice. Both of my children are quite accident-prone. I've got one at 10 and one at 12. And we've had numerous trips with minor incidents, you know, bumps and falls and head injuries. The one thing I do find quite ironic are those people who you might put in the category of the careless parents who don't seem to bother about their kids in the street and crossing roads. They seem to be the ones that are more streetwise. I think sometimes because we are a bit overly careful with them, that we're doing all the thinking for them and not teaching them to think for themselves. So I think in hindsight, I might have tried a wee bit more to let them learn their lessons. But, you know, you can only be hit by a car once.